KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, always trying to keep a pulse on what's happening in our community, and we're really thrilled to be involved with A Taste for Charity again this year. The theme is Celebrate Laguna's Past, and it takes place next Wednesday, April 24th, 6 through 11 p.m. over at 777, formerly Tivoli 2. Every year they handpick several charities to be beneficiaries of that event, and we're in studio now with one of those, Bree Burgess-Rosen of No Square Theater. How are you, Bree?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I'm really great, and I always love having you, and normally it's with a cast of characters and actors.
This is true.
But today it's very serious because we're talking about what you do and how the money will benefit your organization. So
this is about as serious as we get, I guess, yeah, when it comes to fundraising. Yes, we're beneficiaries of this event with the Board of Realtors and their charity branch, and we're so grateful for that. They've been supporters of No Square for a long time, and when we were essentially just doing Lagunatics and maybe one or two other small things, they were right there for us. And of course, we have a lot of the Board of Realtors members that come and see our shows, and they bring clients to our shows. Yeah. And of course, we always joke that whenever somebody moves to the community, they have to come and see Lagunatics.
Because I did my first year here, and I was like, okay, I get it now.
It's sort of the inoculant for all the craziness, so that you don't spend your first 5 years here scratching your head.
But maybe some people don't know you do much more than that.
We absolutely do.
You know, at the American Legion, you put on shows all year long. So would you like to talk about what's going on over there now?
I would love to. We're halfway through our season. And we have Avenue Q coming up, and that opens on May 17th. And that's sort of a grown-up's version of Sesame Street. There are puppets, but it's not for the kids. I think it's good for older teens because it deals with subject matter that matters to them, as well as all of the adults in the room.
And it's hilarious.
And we've got it's a small cast, and they're just crazy talented. And they're all already off book, which is nuts to have everybody off book this far in advance. But of course, they had to be memorized because they can't hold a script in rehearsal. They're holding a puppet. Hmm. So, and we've got a puppet master that's been coming in. His name is McKay Magnum, and he's been working with the actors to teach them how to operate those puppets to great effect.
McKay Magnum, huh? Mm-hmm. Puppet master.
Magnum.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Pretty cool.
Magnum, yeah. And he's actually in New York this week, but he's a super talented guy, and he knows what he's doing, and he built these puppets, and they're extraordinary looking, and they operate brilliantly. And
I mean, I know you guys have done Broadway shows before, like 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and I mean, it must be difficult to shrink it into your space, but also keep it a big production.
Well, we're never going to really do a big production, but we do shows that are considered to be big shows.
Right.
And it's really about the genius of Joe Lauderdale, who's our resident director. And Joe, his ability to take a large show and reimagine it into our small space is extraordinary. He's done it with Annie. He did it with Chicago. Annie was just the miracle of miracles. I couldn't believe that he did that very large show with, six chairs, six trunks, and a Christmas tree and a desk.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, and I've seen the show many times. It was crazy. And of course, it was wonderful.
Right.
So we have that Avenue Q coming up. And then we're doing one for the short members of our community. We're doing Bugsy Malone. And Bugsy Malone is sort of a send-up of the 20s gangster movies.
Yeah.
It was written specifically for kids to play all the roles.
Cool.
So that's open to kids from age 6 to 18 to be in. And then we're doing Heathers after that, and that's going to wind down our season. And Heathers, both of those are in July, one in mid-July, one at the end of July into August. And Heathers is being co-directed by Ella, who runs our youth programming, and Joe. And Heathers is based on the cult film, and it's very dark. It's very dark. And that's open to 16 and up because of the dark subject matter.
Yeah.
And it's not so much body as it is contemporary and for language and things like that and some of the issues in it.
Gotcha.
And it deals with sexuality and that kind of thing, but in a musical Broadway musical way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know our community joins me in feeling really lucky that we have you guys in our backyard and you continue to produce shows every single year. I know that's not without its challenges. I know what it's like to run a nonprofit in this town. And I imagine ticket sales alone don't do it for you, which is why this sort of event that we're talking about, the Taste for Charity, that fundraises for you. But how else can people support you year round?
Well, we have a membership program that we just launched last year because we were at death's door financially.
I know the feeling.
And it's very expensive. The venue is small and we had to throw a lot of money at it. It's the original schoolhouse. So we had to throw a lot of money at it to make it into a functioning theater.
Right.
And it only seats 92 people essentially. Mm-hmm. And when we do cabarets, we can open that up to 100 people. But that's never going to, the box office will never cover the costs of producing a show. And even though we're a volunteer-driven organization, we pay for musicians and rights and things like that. So it's important that we do that other fundraising. So we have a membership program, and you can be a member for as little as $40 a year. And, of course, we have members all the way up to, we will just suck up to you for the rest of your life and name a building after you. But we do have some wonderful, generous people in the community, and we enjoy... And people that are family to us, Chris Quilter and Patrick Quilter and Anna Charlie, the whole Quilter family. And we've got John and Yvonne Browning that have gifted us a substantial amount of money. Well, substantial for us, $25,000.
Yeah, that's substantial.
That's a lot for us. That's a half a show.
Yeah, for sure.
So we do reach out to the community. And, of course, we have our website. It's simple, but it's direct, and it's nosquare.org.
Yeah.
And we're a nonprofit, as you know, as you are.
Yeah.
And we really depend on the kindness of strangers. And once you come to our shows, though, you won't be a stranger.
I agree completely. Again, Bree Burgess-Rosen in studio of No Square Theater, nosquare.org, and they are one of the beneficiaries of A Taste for Charity. I want to give you the details of that event one more time. That's next Wednesday, April 24th, 6 through 11 p.m. They've got this really cool theme this year called Celebrate Laguna's Past. They're going to have black and white photos of historic 1920s Laguna. We're going to be there playing old-timey music, really kind of a cool throwback event. And tickets are at givesmart.com. You can also text to receive tickets. So if you text T4C, Taste for Charity, T4C 2019 to the number 52182. That's 52182. You can buy tickets for $60 a ticket, not only benefiting No Square Theater, but many other charities this year. And you do get a chunk of change. You get a few $1,000 from being a part of this. So I know that goes a long way.
We do have, actually, we don't have their name on it, but in our hearts and in our brains, we are aware that it's with us because of the Board of Realtors event.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful soundboard, and we have used donations from their donations over the years to purchase that soundboard. Nice. And great expense, and the microphones that we use. And, of course, those are critical to any production.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You can appreciate that.
Yeah, I know that.
How expensive they are and how important
cheap.
They are.
Yeah, that's for sure. So one more time, Avenue Q is the next show. It opens when? And
May 17th. Okay. And tickets are on sale on our website.
Okay,
now.
Great. I'm getting mine today. I can't wait. What do you do with a BA in English? That's one of my favorite songs because that's what I have. All right. Bree Burgess-Rosen, No Square Theater, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
See you guys soon.
All right.